So, Antoine, I understand that you spent Christmas away. Where did you go and why?
So I went to Boston in the US for Christmas with my mother. And I went there because I wanted to do a language learning trip. And my mother went with me because she wanted to spend Christmas and the New Year's Eve with me. But actually, for the whole trip, I was mostly all alone, even though I was in a dorm room and I had roommates who were with me to like to socialize and not to be always alone in the US. So I went there to learn English. I already had a nice level, but I wanted to improve my speaking skills. And I went to language learning campus in Boston, which is called EF, International Language Campus.
Okay, and so how long? You were there for 3 weeks, I believe,
yeah,
as we said before. And so what did the course, what happened every day on the course? How did it work?
So most of the week we had course either on morning or during the afternoon. And we had 3 hours lessons. And sometimes we also had what they call spin classes, which were electives. And so mine was public speaking. And I also went to a class for C2 level people because the classes are divided by level so that people can learn with better efficiency. And we went to the class, we like talked or we did exercises with a teacher. And afterwards, when we had spin classes, we, like mine was public speaking, so maybe
it's very brave.
It's a bit different from other ones because there were cultures of the US or history, etc. But mine was really focused on speaking and debating. So we talked about many social issues like abortion or like a topic that's really important in the US right now, which are drugs, etc. And afterwards, when we had the afternoon, we mostly went to Boston and we were basically free to do whatever we wanted until 10 p.m.
It's a very busy city, very important city too.
Yeah.
So how many students were there and where did they come from?
So I went there during the holidays, so at first there weren't so many people, like we were, I don't know, maybe 70, and classes were less divided than the, like at other time, because students were, like there were much less students, and we were 8, I believe, in the, like my first week, we were 8 in our C2 class. But like the last week, the third week, we were, I don't know, maybe 250. And
goodness.
Classes were divided. Even with C2 level, we had 3 classes. And also there were people from around the world. There were many French people, actually, like almost 40. And mostly Southern American people. So Chileans, Peruvians, Brazilians, etc. And when you were in the corridors, it was funny because like you could hear English when people were communicated like outside of their group, but also Spanish and French, and like me and some other people who really wanted to learn English really tried to only speak English. We were always there telling them to stop and to speak proper English.
It's a very strong discipline needed there, isn't it? Because very tempting to talk your native language.
Yeah, I believe I didn't have that much of a problem because I guess, as you can see, I hope, my English level is actually okay.
Yeah, so it's very, very competent. And it's important, I think, now, isn't it, in terms of a career to have a good command of spoken English.
Yeah, I think it's really important because today in the world, even if you work in a, I know, in a Spanish or a French corporation, you have to speak English because you'll always have to manage with people on the international level. And English is the easiest language to do with. So of course you could learn the language, but like there's too many languages to learn. It's better to have a single language everyone speaks.
An international language, as it were. So what are your career plans when you leave school? Any thoughts?
I want to do an école préparatoire in France to maybe, it really depends on the school I have and I obtain after the contests, different contests. But I'd like the most to be in the research or in teaching in university, in college. Or maybe I could become an engineer because I really like physics and math, actually. So, yeah.
Well, I'm sure that now with your, as I can hear, your very strong hold or grasp on English, that the doors will be open in many directions for you. And it's been great to catch up with you, and thank you very much, and I wish you all the very best of luck in the future, Antoine.
Thank you very much.